KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies and 27 degrees. We look forward to be mostly cloudy and windy today with light snow or flurries on and off through early afternoon. A high daytime high around 26 with winds out of the northwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. An area of snow is pushing southeastward through southwest Iowa this morning. Some areas may see 1 to 2 inches of snow. In addition, strong north or northwest winds will develop later this morning, gusting up to around 40 miles per hour in some locations, creating blowing snow and reduced visibilities for a few hours. So do drive with caution and allow extra time for travel, especially if you're heading off to the west or southwest, where there's a pretty good band of snow shower precipitation extending from northwestern Pottawatomie County diagonally through the southeast part of the county into portions of western Mills and the northern sections of Montgomery County as well, and then further on down to the south between Corning and Clarinda. Well, in the news, police in Red Oak have arrested a woman on a criminal mischief charge. 40-year-old Cynthia Darlene Nagunst of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 8:30 last night at the 800 block of Senate Avenue in Red Oak. Nagunst was transported to Montgomery County Jail and charged with criminal mischief in the third degree, the bond for which was set at $2,000. A man from Arkansas was injured during a single vehicle accident last night in Fremont County. The Iowa State Patrol says a 2010 Ford F-250 pickup driven by 55-year-old Christopher Majeka of Bellevue, Nebraska, was traveling in the left northbound lane of Interstate 29 at around the 8-mile marker when the pickup went out of control. That accident happened around 7:20 p.m. The pickup crossed into the right lane and into the east ditch where it struck a pedestrian, 65-year-old Thomas Ronsick of Searcy, Arkansas. Ronsick was standing next to the road following a previous accident when he was struck. He was transported by LifeNet helicopter to the Nebraska Medical Center. A report on his condition was not available. The State Patrol was assisted at the scene by deputies of the Fremont County Sheriff's Office. Atlantic Police Lieutenant Devin Hogue was presented with the Humane Society of the United States' Humane Law Enforcement Award Thursday morning for his leadership in combating illegal animal abuse. The award was presented to him at the police department by Preston Moore, Iowa State Director, State Affairs for the Humane Society based in Cedar Rapids. The award was with regard to a horrific case of animal abuse that resulted in the death of a dog in November of 2017. The suspect, Jason Michael Anderton of Atlantic, who was 29 at the time, was arrested in January 2018. Hogue said he worked with other officers in conducting the investigation.
We hit some road bumps along the way, and a couple of them, I didn't know if we were going to be able to go forward. Out of the blue, received a phone call from the Humane Society offering up any assistance that they could. So continued to talk to them and work with them, and in the long run, they were approved to pay a bill that did some kind of forensic testing that furthered our case to really allow us to pursue some charges, and in the end we were able to secure and get some charges out of it.
Lieutenant Hogue said during the investigation into the abuse, they basically went back and connected the dots the best they could and hit a couple of spots where they easily could have said, "I don't know where to go from here. I think we're stuck." Thankfully, he said the Humane Society reached out and said, "If we can be a resource."
They basically paid a bill for me to send tissue and a specimen blood sample to California to the college to be tested and compared to each other. So I took a sample and the Iowa State Veterinary Clinic facilitated, and so they also paid for it's an autopsy, but they call it a necropsy for dogs, for animals, same thing. So they paid for that to get done as well, to kind of verify that these are the damages, these are the injuries that occurred to the dog.
Overall, Hogue said the Humane Society shelled out over $2,000 for those tests. The case against Anderton, who turned 30 in September, ended a couple of months ago with a guilty plea as part of a deal. Hogue said that he wanted to thank Cass County Attorney Michael Hooper for taking the reins of the case, which Hogue said had been in an in-between up until he took over.
It was the first thing I ever had a conversation with him about was this case, and where I was kind of stuck. Took his guidance as well, and we were able to get somewhere with it.
As a result, a charge of animal abuse was dismissed by Judge Jeffrey Larson. Anderton pled guilty to one count of animal torture first offense. He was ordered to pay a civil penalty of $315 plus serve 1 year probation. Ever so humble, Lieutenant Hogue thanked the Humane Society for the unexpected award.
This is the job. This is what we're supposed to do, is take these complaints and investigate them best we can. I had several officers within the department that helped me along the way with collecting evidence and doing every part that they could to help out. So I got to say thank you to them. And again, thanks to the county attorney's office. And it was a definite team effort to make sure this happened, and I guess I give them a word out of the thing, but I certainly was not the only person that put in some time and effort to make this happen.
Elsewhere in the news, the Adams County Sheriff's Office said today Michael Whedon of Clarinda was arrested at around 3:35 a.m. Thursday. Whedon was taken into custody on an Adams County warrant for failure to appear in court. At around 1:10 a.m. Tuesday, deputies in Adams County conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle operated by Michelle Dixon of Corning. Upon further investigation, Dixon was arrested for operating while intoxicated, first offense. And October 31st, Adams County deputies arrested Fozzie O'Reeman of Creston on an Adams County warrants for sexual abuse in the third degree, harassment in the third degree, and stalking in the first degree. In our funeral announcements, Patricia Maline Saxton, age 71, of Des Moines, died Monday. Funeral services for Patricia Saxton will be today at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Vera Mae O'Toole, age 83, of Stewart, died October 30th at the Guthrie County Hospital. A celebration of life visitation for Vera O'Toole will be held tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Levon Leib, age 83, of Kimbleton, died Wednesday at the Ottoman County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Levon Leib will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Bethany Lutheran Church near Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Marlene Renfeld, age 82, of Avoca, died Monday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Marlene Renfeld will be on Monday at 10:30 at the United Church of Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Phyllis Jean Dussing Maka, age 69, of Atlantic and formerly of Baxter, died Wednesday, November 7th. A celebration of life for Phyllis Dussing Maka will be held on Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. at the Evangelical Free Church in Baxter. The news was brought to you this hour by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.